This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. We have a question about someone who incurs a lot of medical bills, unpaid medical bills, sometimes to the point where they can't determine the value and how many bills they haven't paid, and even the companies or the people that they owe that to. So what is the advice for a person like this? Would that be considered as a debt in Islam? You know, a person, you know, getting all these bills and, you know, they're overwhelming amounts of money and they can't pay it. So what is the ruling on that?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salat ala rasulullah. Medical bills are debt in Islam and in the law of the land. Mm-hmm. They are debt, and the person responsible for it will be sent to collection agencies. It will be affect your credit. Mm-hmm. So it has all the legal, you know, outcome. Yes, especially here in Texas, we passed a new law, I think in 2023, to regulate a little bit more the issue of medical bills. Mm-hmm. So I advise, if you live in Texas, for example, to review that, because there is a law was passed last year, I believe, about this. And there is some rules and regulations and area where you cannot be charged or overcharged or surprise bills and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But that's, again, you go to people who are specialists in this area, an accountant or lawyers, to give you more information. But my advice for you is, number one, be honest about it from the beginning, and we're not going to turn you away if you don't have money. We're going to treat you, first of all, because by law they have to treat you, especially for the emergency case. And when you don't have money, you just go to the, we've all been in a situation like this. You just go and tell them, I don't have that amount of money. I can't pay you $20,000 or $18,000 for my daughter's, she broke her hand. You know, I don't have that amount of money. They will make a deal with you usually. You know, you can pay $10 a month, $15 a month, $20 a month. And they may be settled. Said, okay, pay us like $500 and settle the matter. And also in many cases, they drop it because they deduct this from taxes, or they use this against like some other as an expenses or losses. Mm-hmm. So you can make a deal with them. And many times they don't ask you for it anymore. So if they don't ask you about it anymore, they drop it, they consider to forgive you, khalas, you're forgiven. Okay, but is it debt? Yes. Are you supposed to be paying it? Yes. Okay, we go back to the rules. If somebody die, I don't know legal rules, but in case if legally by your death, your medical bills will not be transferred to the inheritors, it means they forgive you. If that's the case. If not the case, no, you have to pay this from your money. And also you have to negotiate what is possible and what is, you know, reasonable, because some of these things is overcharge and makes no sense. Alhamdulillah, there is always a room of negotiation and making deal and things of that nature. And also, don't use medical bills if you don't have, like, try to buy insurance or government insurance or health insurance. Because some people say, oh, I'm not allowed to have health insurance, but in the return, he accumulates all this debt. No, it's better to have health insurance because it's allowed for you to have health insurance because of the nature of how expensive it is to have treatment here. Also, there is many other there's many organizations will offer free medical help. Like, for example, alhamdulillah, here in Houston, we have Ibn Sina Clinic, which is, I got to visit it recently. I'm very impressed. Over 2 million people have received service, almost for free, and every area. Even now, they have starting an outpatient surgery. You know, you talk about from mental to dental, from, you know, labs to, you know, x-rays to, you know, specialists, all kind of doctors. Great job. Also, we have Shifa Clinic. We have like many different organizations. Many Christians groups will offer, you know, free clinics and helps and, you know, healthcare.
Yeah.
So a person should take advantage of that. And not only Christian, but many different faith community offer that as well. So first, I want to thank any doctors and any one who in the medical field who offer these kind of service to people. I want to thank all these clinics and people who serve the community for a great job they do. And I encourage people to stay healthy and to, you know, and to do whatever it takes for them to maintain dignity of life. And I hope the government also will work in towards providing, you know, an adequate health care for people, because it's not right. We live in the United States and people have to choose between buying food or paying the rent versus buying medications or do a surgery that I need it for my back or my knees or things of that nature. That's such a shame. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for everybody.
Yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh. Barakallah feek.